We shall recognize each other, December 25th. Then shall I know even as also I am known. We shall know our friends, even as the disciples knew Jesus. They may have been deformed, diseased, or disfigured, in this mortal life, and they rise in perfect health and symmetry, yet in the glorified body their identity will be perfectly preserved. In the face radiant with the light shining from the face of Jesus, we shall recognize the lineaments of those we love. The redeemed will meet and recognize those whose attention they have directed to the uplifted Savior. What blessed converse they have with these souls! I was a sinner, it will be said, without God and without hope in the world, and you came to me and drew my attention to the precious Savior as my only hope. Others will say, I was a heathen in heathen lands. You left your friends and comfortable home and came to teach me how to find Jesus and believe in Him as the only true God. I demolished my idols and worshipped God, and now I see Him face to face. I am saved, eternally saved, ever to behold Him whom I love. Others will express their gratitude to those who fed the hungry and clothed the naked. When despair bound my soul in unbelief, the Lord sent you to me, they say, to speak words of hope and comfort. You brought me food for my physical necessities, and you opened to me the Word of God, awakening me to my spiritual needs. You treated me as a brother. You sympathized with me in my sorrows, and restored my bruised and wounded soul, so that I could grasp the hand of Christ that was reached out to save me. In my ignorance you taught me patiently that I had a Father in heaven who cared for me. You read to me the precious promises of God's Word. You inspired in me the faith that He would save me. My heart was softened, subdued, broken, as I contemplated the sacrifice which Christ had made for me. I am here, saved, eternally saved, ever to live in His presence and to praise Him who gave His life for me. What rejoicing there will be as these redeemed ones meet and greet those who have had a burden in their behalf, and those who have lived, not to please themselves, but to be a blessing to the unfortunate who have so few blessings, how their hearts will thrill with satisfaction.